Hello, friends. Thank you for listening to From the Friar. I'm Ellie.
This is Leon. Thank you guys so much for joining us in another episode.
This is now Mirla and Gil Stan podcast. Just a warning.
They're saving this season.
Absolutely saving the season. I love love.
My God, I had no faith in this couple at the beginning. Zero faith.
I had a little bit of faith.
Probably. If you go back to the pods, I'm sure you had some faith and I was like, no fucking way.
Yeah. And now look at them. They're so cute. They make me happy just watching them interact with each other.
Yeah. Mirla's probably winning people over.
She got a bad edit at first, I think.
You think so? I think we didn't understand her. We didn't know her.
And now that I feel like I get to see more of her, I understand what she's saying when she says she's not going to compromise and, you know, why should she have to give up things?
Mm-hmm.
It's not very bratty now. Like, you can see why would she?
I like that they're opening up more.
Yes.
And you can tell now she's, like, really comfortable with Gil. Yeah. And she's actually...
She said she was always comfortable.
Yeah, she mentioned she was comfortable from the... I don't know if she said from the jump, but she's been comfortable for a while.
Yeah, from when she's known him. How are you today?
I'm good.
You survived the Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp spiral of 2021. We will rebuild. It will be okay.
Yeah, in all honesty, I don't use those. I use WhatsApp a lot, but not some other products. But yeah, that was crazy.
You guys can tell by how awful I am at posting on Instagram that I don't know what I'm doing. So didn't affect me at all. And just out of habit, I like refresh my Facebook.
Yeah. It was weird.
But I never post anything.
It was weird. A lot of people were actually praising it being down.
Is the world a better place without Facebook and Instagram?
I don't know. I think that the negativity gets the forefront of the attention.
Yes.
But I feel like their apps overall offer positive experiences.
Do you?
I mean, that's why so many people would be on them.
No, I think
if everyone had a negative experience, people would not be on these apps.
Well, I think they like the notification, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, maybe
Facebook. Oh my God, I say that, but if someone said one mean thing to me,
Facebook's
I would be
in
over
a
it.
Position where they just became the top dog, and whoever that would have been, it would have been fairly similar as far as like data collection and all that stuff, and just the sheer amount of people on there and just all the differences. If it was somebody else, we'd hate that.
Well, it's just because they were the first to do it.
Well, they weren't the first.
No.
But they just became
Tom,
the biggest.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, they just became
the
biggest.
He was my top eight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He forced himself into my top eight, but that's okay. What a good guy. Where is he?
I don't know.
Maybe, made his money and
maybe
he
sold and just got out.
Yeah, went away. Enjoying his life. That's the way to do it. Like, if I ever win the lottery, I'm telling no one.
It's amazing how some people, they like to be creators. So even if they sell big, they just like, fuck it, I'm making something else. Like, they're never like, maybe some are like, I'm just going to enjoy my life and do whatever the fuck I
want to
do.
Do you like where my mind went? It wasn't, I'm going to make a bunch of money. It was, I'm going to win the lottery.
That's fine. Yeah, I've been all right. How have you been?
Work's crazy, but that's okay. Personal life's busy, but good. I don't know. This weekend was just filled with a lot of kiddo events again. We only went out for a drink once. Like, we didn't go to restaurants or anything this weekend.
Yeah, it was, like, packed.
Yeah.
We sound like alcoholics. We only went
once. No, I didn't mean in the sense of that. I meant in the sense of we didn't go out, like, at all.
This week was light. We only went once.
No. Just that we didn't go out, like, even to eat or anything. It was just
right. We're speaking, lots of we're speaking around. From the point of kidless,
we like to go
kidless
out
married
to
people that do whatever. So us not going out is like, whoa, that's a change of pace.
Exactly. Oh, so while we were out, it also meant kind of eating when we could between events or between seeing people. And we went through the drive-thru at Taco Bell because that was kind of the only thing around. And, you know, we love fried chicken. That's one of our things.
Oh, yeah.
Popeyes is still king. For sure. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought we would try the Taco Bell fried chicken taco thing.
Not bad.
Not
what do you think?
Great.
Oh. I thought it was okay.
It wasn't bad. Like, the tender itself was not bad.
I thought it was okay. That was okay.
But the bread thing was kind of weird.
I'm dumb. I ran the half marathon.
Leon ran a half marathon last weekend.
It was really fun. I've run long distances before. Like, I did a 2-day event where I ran like 52 miles, but that had a lot of breaks in it. So it was kind of manageable. It's almost like you're managing your body. But the longest run I've ever done that wasn't an official race was like 16 miles. And then that was...
How much was your...
That was probably a year ago that I did that 16-mile run.
What was your... your triathlon was only, what, a 5K, a 10K?
Yeah, they're short.
Yeah.
The sprint triathlon, they're super short. And then it's been, you know, a long time since I've done big, heavy miles.
He also thought he had an extra week or two and didn't realize the race was...
Yeah, I was talking to Corker
one that weekend.
They're like, "Oh, you're doing the half marathon." I was like, "Yeah, you know, it's got like a week or two." And then I was like, "I got some long runs planned." And then I look at the calendar. I'm like, "Well, it's this Sunday, so that'll be fun."
Just going into it.
Yeah, the longest run I did was 6 miles, but I was talking to Ellie that I think once you build a base, like a pretty good base for conditioning, like your body can go pretty far. The race itself was great. Good people, good volunteers, and everything was great. Yeah, the whole run, my body felt really good, like quads, calves.
When did it start getting iffy?
Yeah, so I was talking to people throughout, like, that I just kept seeing. I just like, "Hey, how you feeling? How you doing? You know, hey, you got this." Just cheering people on, just kind of, you know, trying to stay positive. And
if you haven't noticed, Leon can make friends anywhere with anyone.
And I was listening to, like, the most random podcast. Like, one of them was, like, Greg Miller's daily video game podcast and... Something else that had just nothing to do with running, like a
pop, maybe that's what you
like
want
a pop,
though.
Like a, yeah, like a pop culture podcast or something. Oh, it was a Nerd Soup. That's a good pod. I felt really good. I stayed on my pace, and then right about miles, I would say 9 and 10, I sort of started having like foot pain, like they were getting sore or they were maybe cramping. And then 11, 12, 13, it was like getting really bad. I could tell my pace was like kind of going to shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had a goal.
But you crossed it running.
Yeah, I did. I did cross it running, but I probably shouldn't have sprinted. That was kind of pointless.
No,
I
it was just, great. I should have just. You look great ran. Coming in.
And my pace through the run, I thought that I could finish under 220. I was like, man, that would be pretty sick for me. I mean, I'm a pretty heavy dude, to be honest with you.
But you're tall too. It's not like.
Well, anywho. You know, I mean, some runners are like, you know, 160 pounds. I'm like 230, 240.
They're very aerodynamic.
Depending on the day. Yeah, so I was like, oh, I have a chance to finish in 220. But then miles 11, 12, and 13 came up. And I can kind of just see from my watch. I was like, you know, the times I am running, because I was splitting between running and walking, it started getting slower and slower. Initially, it was, you know, 9-minute mile paces and 9:30. I was like, oh, I'm feeling really good, really light. And then later on the last couple miles, it was... 11:30, 12-minute miles. I was like, oh, shit, I'm fading bad. Anyway, I finished in 2:21, which was fucking cool because that was right where I wanted to finish. So, yeah, I'll be doing a full marathon in like 2 months, so that's going to be pretty sweet.
Very exciting. It was very fun to watch. I'm always kind of in the support group just because, man, anything over a 5K is... I'm just not conditioned.
So, you know, marathons is usually a shit ton of people, a shit ton of spectators. Yeah. At least somehow I had like the front, like row.
I was determined to be there when you crossed. I wasn't going to.
Yeah, when you finish, I didn't expect to see you because I thought there's going to be a lot of people.
You walked right past me, and so I just started yelling your name, and the guy behind me started yelling your name so that, I don't know, a couple people might grab your attention.
When I finished, I thought, oh man, she's way like somewhere in there, and I was like, I'll just go to the racing, you know, racers finishing thing. And yeah, you're right in the front. I was like, holy shit. I was like, how'd you get up here?
I was going to go and watch you around mile 10, I believe. They had a spectator spot. But I knew if I left, I would not be able to see you finish. So I was like, screw it. I'll hang out
for
an
hour. Guys behind you waiting for their friend or something? It seemed like there was a group of folks together.
And the guy, when I was yelling your name, they were saying that they did go to the spectator spot and they saw you running and they said you were doing well. So that's good. It must have been prior to foot cramping.
Cool. That's sick. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, everyone, those events are awesome, man. Everyone was just real positive.
It's really fun. There was a lot of vomit for the first few finishers.
There were some folks. Man, there was people that you just, you know... Just, you know, if you're just judging people, you'd be like, there's no way they can run a half or a full or whatever.
But people are conditioned.
They will push their bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Above and beyond. Like, there was folks I saw, they were huffing and puffing, and I was thinking, maybe if I just give them a word of encouragement, they kind of might feel good. Or you kind of, you know, their mindset, because right now, you know, their mindset might be, you know, I'm hurting or whatever. Yeah. And someone just says, hey, you're doing great. You got this. It might just change their...
Did you talk to people on the way like that?
I talked to probably like 6 individuals. Okay. There was one girl, I kind of wish I talked to her, but she was actually ahead of me. Mm-hmm. But her running form looked like she was way cramping.
Oh,
like,
that sucks.
Like one of her legs wasn't bending. Like, so she was running.
There was a guy that came in and his family was standing right next to me. And he was talking about how he was cramping so bad he had to run like straight legged at one point.
Yeah, that's how this girl was. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, you must be in so much pain right now.
Yeah.
If your body cannot bend your leg. Yeesh.
So sad.
Oh, and then I met two individuals. One guy's name was Truman. I remember that. And I didn't catch the other guy's name, but one guy said, I just got to get to mile 8. I just got to get to mile 8. And I was like, man, you got this. Nothing, man. Just nothing. I even asked him, like, what was your longest training run? He said, like 13 or 14 miles. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, this is nothing for you. You got this. I was like, mile 8. I'm not even worried about that.
Is that who came up behind you after? No, someone else.
That was Truman. The other guy I'm talking about. I didn't catch his name. I kind of wish I did, but yeah. The Truman guy was cool. We were planning to cross together, but I think we started sprinting and I think he got tired and he just told me, he's like, just go ahead, man. And I was like, all right. But yeah, we were actually going to cross together.
That's so sweet. Yeah. You guys congratulated each other at the end though.
Yeah.
He found you.
That's cool.
That's nice.
That was cool. I think I had like the brightest shirt. So it was pretty easy. Like, oh, get the guy with the long sleeve.
It was good.
Highlighter shirt.
It helped out.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, it was a good time.
It was definitely fun and kind of inspiring. So I'm not the fittest person. I try to kind of work out regularly. I am an excellent fast walker. Mm-hmm. So I tend to do that over running just because I'm lazy. I don't know. I don't know what I should say. It's not.
There's walkers out there too.
I know. They look great.
There's walkers out there. Yeah.
I'm just so self-conscious of like, I want to at least keep up. I'm not the fastest. I'm not the best, but I always just want to keep up. And that's holding me back, I think.
Keep up with what though? Like, what's the keep up?
How about this? Not be last.
Honestly, that's how I wanted to finish. I was like 2:30. Man, the way they set up groups, it's like, oh, are you going to run in hour and a half,
yeah,
hour and 40, hour and 50? Well, the last time is over two. It's just like 2.5 and above.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I was like, I don't want to be in the final. Like,
see,
the
end. I want to. You like, feel it too, then. Even as a, you're quite fit, so like you still feel.
But I'm
that.
Not, and I'm not racing against anyone. I'm just racing against that goal. Of
exactly.
Like, I just want to be in this group.
I wonder if the next run, because he will be doing a full marathon, has like a 5K or a 10K. I could do. I could knock out training in 2 months.
Some events like that do have shorter runs, but I think the marathon ones, because all that's required with them, they just have.
Well, fine then.
Fulls and halves. There's some events that are the max is a half, and then they'll have short runs, I think.
Yes.
But I think for these marathon events, they just do marathon and a half.
They should just do the marathon and then have little runs. You know what I mean? Like, everyone starts off, does the marathon, and then all of us, like, 5-10Kers can, like, line up and be like, woo!
Like, 7:30 start or something.
Yeah, just, you know, half hour. Oh, my God. So, gun went off, Leon, you know, trots by me, everyone. How many racers do you think there were? There were so many when I was watching them
Honestly, not that many.
How many?
My bib was like 5,000, but it says my overall rank was around 1,300 out of 2,300.
Oh, okay. It felt like there was more people than that.
Actually, I lied because that's probably for the half. So yeah, it's probably like 5,000.
Oh, okay.
5,000 or so people.
You were a very late register.
Yeah,
so.
There was, yeah, probably 5,000 or so, I think.
Okay, so where I was going with that, I totally spaced for a second. Okay, so the 5,000 people run off. It's great. Everyone's super happy. The families are like jazz. People are splitting up to go get coffee, things like that. Mm-hmm. And so I'm walking back to the car because I want to move it closer. And a group of friends roll up and they're like really excited to start the race soon. And I heard a cop have to break it to them that like it already happened. So technically they could still do it, but I that probably knocked a little wind out of their sails. I wonder if
I totally believe your story, but I'm calling bullshit on the friends because it's posted everywhere.
No, there was like a group of 5 to 6 people with bibs on. Like they were all running it. So I don't know how that many people miss the time when it's on every single email. Not judging, I'm just saying I was like cringing myself, just like, realizing what was happening.
A countdown timer on the website, it tells you what time it's gonna happen.
when we did the packet pickup, the time is everywhere.
That was weird. That'd be pretty anticlimactic. You're expecting like tons of people.
Oh, what if they flew in from like a central time zone? Oh, and that totally screwed them.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Although luckily your time just starts when you cross, so.
Exactly. Like they could still do it. They just wouldn't have the fun like poo and you're off.
Yeah.
Would you recommend people do a half marathon?
Oh, hell yeah. And that distance is, you know, it's mentally it's so much more approachable than a marathon. So yeah go.
Exactly. Like, could you do it twice? That's
go for it. Could I do it twice right now? Nope. 2 months?
Well, we have to go get you new shoes because that was horrible. Right after the race, I had to like go get the car and bring it closer. They're still swollen right now.
Like, they're super
fucked. I was supposed to get you Epsom salt today and totally forgot. So maybe, I don't know. Do you want to ice them? I'll bring you a bunch of ice packs.
Yeah, maybe. I probably should, but yeah.
All right.
New shoes incoming. Good reason to buy new shoes.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, the other shoes have plenty of miles left on them. Give them to someone.
Yeah.
All right, but on to what this podcast is about. Wonderful reality television and one of our favorite shows, kind of in the last few years at least. So we'll just go right in. This is Married at First Sight, Season 13, Episode 11, Caution, Feelings Approaching. There's a lot of groundwork happening in this episode. A lot of kind of foreshadowing, I feel like.
There's a lot of building up to what direction these couples are going to head in.
To just fights. Is what I feel like.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with Rachel and Jose. Do you think that she forgave Jose too fast?
Hell yeah.
Same. At one point, he just says, fuck, I fucked up. I can't change it. Like, and that was the apology.
What do you want me to say? He's like, what do you want me to say?
And she, that wasn't an apology.
He's pretty much like, it already happened. I can't change the past. Get over it.
Yeah. Now it's on you. I'm putting this on you. Yeah, I did something wrong, but now it's your choice to still be mad.
So this is about a month in, right?
Yes, we're 4 weeks in.
I mean, the way Rachel's emotions are going, I mean, you've only known each other for a month. So having an argument for 2 or 3 days might be a lifetime for them. But yeah.
But how he reacted...
Yeah, I think
on something so small, I don't want to hang out and find out when we have a real big argument how it's going to be.
I'm leaning towards he's going to say no.
No way. No way. I think she might say no, but he's definitely going to say yes. She's the perfect girl, remember?
No, he seems like the guy that would say no.
So do you think that...
He wouldn't leave it up to her to decide for him. He's like, I'm taking my life.
Oh, no, she's not allowed to decide anything.
Well, yeah.
Oh, so he made those cards to, like, again apologize and show how he'll change. But what did those cards mean? Why did he need to put, like, I didn't get the point of the cards. Why the cards?
Maybe you the just cards wrote, were meant to just show effort? No?
No.
We're not buying it?
I'm not buying it. No. You write down these things on a card and you just read them to me. What is that doing for me? Nothing. How's that different than anything you just said already? Why is writing it down on a piece of paper different?
It's almost like she can hold those as evidence. Or like, this is what you said.
That would and you're piss fucking him up. Off.
And you're fucking up right now. That's what I actually imagined when I was watching. I was like, oh, damn, yeah, she could like use those cards as like...
I mean,
like
I guess.
It's like a coupon card. You're like, back road.
That would make the cards make sense, but they just didn't the way it was presented.
Gotcha. No, I get it. I get it.
Jose took Rachel to the baseball field for a date where they could play catch and then have dinner. They're both terrified of balls hitting their face.
This dude trying to catch a baseball was fucking hilarious.
They both love baseball, but man, maybe not so much playing.
They're in like a baseball city.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it the Houston Astros? I'm sorry. I don't know baseball
like
that.
I don't really know either. Yankees? Dodgers? Oh, what? Stop. Red Sox?
No.
Isn't it Astros?
It's the Astros. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
I don't know. Nothing else really happened with them. They had dinner on the field. It looked fun. Cute. Cute date. I hope they go to the World Series together. The next one, I guess.
They need to have a follow-up where they're like kissing in the backgrounds of the World Series.
He needs to propose on the Jumbotron, remember?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That's cute.
That'd be pretty cool.
Brett and Ryan. Ryan made a scavenger hunt for Brett, and at the end of the scavenger hunt, when she found everything.
The scavenger hunt was so dumb.
The scavenger hunt was cute. I like the idea of a scavenger hunt, but at the end, did you notice there was absolutely no physical chemistry? Nothing happened. He high-fived her.
There's absolutely no chemistry here. He's not grabbing a waist for a hug. He's not slapping her butt, saying good job.
I mean, and because of that, she doesn't feel like she wants to or that she should. You'd think at the end of a scavenger hunt, you know, you'd go give your husband a hug, but there's nothing. There's none of that.
But how cold must he be that she doesn't feel like she can sort of approach him like that?
Yeah, exactly.
He must be real cold.
I feel like he's cold from the television, so he's I can't imagine being in his room.
Yeah, made you breakfast. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. There's just nothing. He just gives absolutely no affection.
I really wanted this couple to work. It's almost like you can't force a spark. And you can't. The experts are going to maybe try to put him in situations where they're doing things, but it's almost like he already checked out. He's just like, it's not working or whatever.
He's totally checked out.
I don't have those feelings, so yeah.
Later in the episode, we sadly see that she had to make the decision to put her dog down due to severe kidney failure. Seemed very out of the blue, so very sad for her. Bothered.
I've seen family members that get, you know, when they lose a pet.
Oh, yeah.
It really impacts people.
Yeah.
It's no joke.
I've had a gerbil
and stuff, but I never had like a dog or something that I was that connected to. But I've seen now people, when they have an animal that they're that close to and they pass away, it's like fucking family member, man.
I haven't had a cat since my last cat, so...
And that was, like...
It was a long time ago.
Like, 10 years ago.
I don't know
ago.
If I could do it. I mean, I will someday, but...
Well, even Ryan said he waited, like, 3 years from when his previous dog passed away.
So sad. But can we talk about when Brett was grieving and when she was talking to her friend on the phone? Ryan wasn't at home. Ryan was not with her in any scene where she was sad about her dog.
Even in other couples, I'm debating on, like, who even actually lives in the apartment.
That's where I was going! I don't think anyone lives together except Gil and Mirla.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that's pretty accurate. Pretty sure Jose likes to be in his home.
Yes.
Most of the time.
Yes. They might live together. They might. But there's... For sure, Gil and Mirla are. Jose and Rachel might. And then no one else is. For sure. 100%. Like, it's confirmed.
That's weird.
You shouldn't be able to just go back to your place. No, and all these people are claiming they're in 100%, but they don't live with their partner.
Yeah.
Not fair. They went to the movie theater to watch their wedding on the big screen and see their vows again, and no holding hands even. There's just nothing. They're both quietly sitting in their chairs.
And that was the day the dog passed away, right?
Yeah, why did they even have to go? Also, he could have been way more comforting. Again.
Yeah.
Ryan says, it made me realize how hopeful I was at that time. Now we're a month in and the feelings are less now than they were the first night.
He's caving. He's done.
He's done. He's totally checked out. And Brett is just waiting for him to do anything.
The way they've sort of previewed things, I'm ready for them to drop the bombshell of, like, he matched up with one of her friends or something.
Which neither one of us know how Tinder works, so could this have been a match from months ago, or is this you matched last night?
But don't you think if you're going through this, you think, I'm going to delete myself from these profiles?
We talked about something the other day that's kind of related. You asked me, what do I think the most used apps among single people, married people, or, like, divorced people are? And I said, dating apps across all three.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a good prediction. I'm not saying I like it. I do think dating apps are high up there.
Oh, I think so. I think so. Especially for single individuals. Like, that's got to be top.
Yeah.
Besides, like, another messaging.
Now, I don't want to say marriage. It would be top for marriage.
That's funny.
But I think it's high up there for married people.
Oh, boy.
Let's just be honest. Instagram and TikTok, like.
Right.
Rules them all. Right. Just to clarify.
Blowing up.
That's my hot take. My spicy take.
I don't, I mean, if we're just doing, we can do 1 month predictions right now with what we're presented, they're definitely going to be a no.
Definitely a no. Even I would agree.
And then, Rachel and Jose, you said, I guess you're leaning towards yeses.
A split decision. Rachel will say no. Jose will say yes.
But split decision means they're not going to.
Yes.
You're on the, they're not going to make
no.
it.
No.
Okay. Yeah, same.
Michaela and Zach.
I don't think, they definitely don't live together, I don't think.
No, there's no way.
What did they do? Give me a recap here.
Zach took her salsa dancing with Gil and Mirla. The instructor came in and...
started rough for them.
It was real rough, their segment.
What do you think about her attitude?
In this sense or overall?
In this sense.
At the salsa class. So I can almost tell how she's feeling. I'm a pretty awkward individual. So dancing does not come natural to me. I still do it. I have a great time. Okay, so I understand... I understand she is embarrassed. That she didn't get it fast enough. She's not as good as everyone else. I get that she doesn't feel... Like, she doesn't want to be kind of how I feel with running. She doesn't want to be in last.
So what they should have done, I can see where... I can now visualize kind of like... I'm kind of feeling how would I feel in her situation. Because you went with three people that really know how to salsa dance. Exactly. You're kind of like, what the fuck? I'm like the odd duck out.
Exactly.
Probably if they went to something none of them knew how to dance.
Yes.
It would have been a lot...
Like, everyone's just having more fun experience. With it, I guess.
Right. Versus, you know, these three people are super serious and they got moves.
They got it, yeah.
She's like, how does your body move that way? I don't know the steps.
But man, she really left her husband out to dry.
Oh, I didn't really like her attitude of like...
I just didn't want to.
I'm like... Does Gil call her out like, do you do this with everything?
Yeah, is this a reflection of the marriage?
Her face almost got like, what did you just say to me?
So Gil needs to host the reunion. Gil, can he become one of the experts? His questions are on point.
Even his breakdowns. Gil's breakdowns are really good. Just what everyone's going through or, you know, calling out Michaela. You didn't even try as far as not even one step of... Hey, let me give you one step and say, okay, now I'm out. You didn't even get to that point. You were just, no, I'm out. Like, not even going to try.
Yeah.
To dance with you. Not even one step. That moment could even lead you to, oh, wow, my husband's slowing it down for me. He's helping me out. He's talking me through it.
Exactly. Like, no, it could have been totally something amazing. You
totally eliminated that possibility. Yes. Now it's a bad situation.
Zach could have kind of led you, if you will. So, could have helped you, made you feel comfortable. There was just no opportunity for anything to blossom from that. Because dancing is intimate. Especially
making your man dance to the instructor.
Mm. Yeah, but not a good look.
Not a good look.
Gil asked, is salsa class comparable to the marriage? Michaela says they're moving backwards. She says there's only so many times you can hear certain things. And we know what that is. Fundamental differences. We know. So somehow they kind of recovered from this, and then they ended up going on another date night, this time one that Michaela planned. Very cute. Took Zach to a music studio, had the piano set up, had some champagne. I really wish that we could hear Zach play.
Yeah, I was kind of interested.
Because it was all just like dubbed over music.
Yeah, I was kind of interested to see if he has some skill and kind of like, whoa, this dude is no joke. He knows how to play piano. Well, you didn't even get that, so you're just thinking he's just hitting some keys.
They then have kind of a staycation.
It's your girl. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm going to post that on our Twitter. It's so good. Okay, after you guys listen to this, I'm going to put on our Twitter probably one of my favorite spooky season gifts. This is pre-TikTok days.
Yeah, it's pretty
so good. Funny.
It's pretty good.
Love her. So they kind of have a staycation and they seem super happy and things are going well. In her interview, Michaela does say that she loves him. And they look so happy and friendly right now. And this is how I pictured them being from the beginning. Hmm. Like, this is how I thought it was going to go, is what I'm saying. Before, you know, it kind of quickly unraveled.
I don't really like how she says they're going backwards. They have a date and then they get a hotel room.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird.
And then they poke.
Yeah. And they go out for food.
The going out for food was dope because that speaks volumes.
Yes. Like brunch buddies.
Right. Like brunch buddies, my late night food buddy.
Exactly.
Like, hey, if I'm hungry, very important. If I'm calling you, we're best friends.
We're rolling.
Yeah, we're rolling. Man, they are just, I can't even guess.
I don't know what, I feel like I'm constantly waiting for the shoe to drop. Like, something's coming.
Well, you know something's coming.
That's true. Previews, we did see the previews.
Even the way they're, you see them, it's really bad. And then, okay, then I have a really good moment. That looks cool. But they are just such a wide couple of emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It's very wide between the good and the bad.
Yeah. Johnny and Bao. They go skydiving together. And while Johnny doesn't want to go skydiving, he says he'll do it since it's on Bao's bucket list. She's so happy and excited, so that means Johnny is so turned off and hating life. Johnny says at the halfway point, he is 100% committed to Bao. Remember this as we continue through this.
All right.
Johnny wants everything about him all the time, and I cannot stand it. Johnny wants spontaneity, but he also wants build up all day long and sexy texts so that when he gets home, they just want to rip each other's clothes off. Okay.
Yeah.
He wants to be wanted all the time, but won't even listen to what Bao wants. If she even expresses what she wants, that's a turnoff for him. She cannot have any needs of her own.
I think for him, it's in the way she expresses it.
By calmly stating, I would like more cuddles. Granted, she was childlike when she said, touch me.
Yeah, that one. That's what I mean.
But would that seriously turn someone off that much?
She's like, touch me. And he's like, oh,
God. Oh, my God. Can he... His face is evil.
He's got some faces.
He has some really bad faces.
He got a lot of hate this episode.
Yeah, he has a lot of anger in him, and it's not okay.
Then it makes you wonder why someone was on 100 dates. There's probably a reason.
And it's not always the woman. I can see these girls being like, no, thank you.
No, they're like, you're fucking weird, dude.
Yeah. Johnny has... Every single episode now, I feel like, from the first time it happened, he just shuts down and either leaves or just silently sits there with his evil face.
I don't want to get too ahead, but they kind of call him out on his leaving all the time. At the dinner table?
Oh, you're right. Okay, we'll talk about that in a little, but we see it even when they were getting beer and probably barbecue or whatever after the skydiving. He didn't leave, but he was completely checked out. Because when she was saying, oh, touch me more, he's like, it's all good.
Bao's like, part of me in that scene, I'm like, wow, Bao's like super committed. I just tell this guy to fuck off. Like,
yeah, why is he so I'm not hanging distant? Out.
Yeah.
Bao even apologized at one point for not being more vocal about her needs. Yet, every single time she talks about her needs, he shuts her down.
Yeah, I don't really see Johnny's angle here. Like, he's got the checkboxes. He wants a girl that knows exactly what he wants. That is also the sexually dominant one, I guess.
Because she has to be. She can never be Little Spoon either.
That's also kind of odd.
Like, you can't ever switch it up. Like, it really always has to be about you and your comfort and your needs and your wants all the time.
Just call him out and just not cuddle. She'd be like, I'm good.
Yeah. Two can play this game.
No, didn't he one time say, oh, we're just two warm people or something?
That's what he said. Yeah, you know, you're just too hot. We can't cuddle. But I'll allow you to be Big Spoon. That's a pretty hot cuddling position. Warm, however you want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Even Johnny's friend that he's trying to talk to and confide in says that he's just focusing on the negative.
He is.
She doesn't even need to see what's going on to know.
I really can't wait for us to get to the dinner party because she's hot.
We're almost there. And now for the gems, Gil and Marilla. Gil took Marilla to a winery and says he thinks that she throws tantrums and is a brat sometimes. Marilla says she thinks they're in a good spot other than Gil snoring and his cleaning.
Ah, I do like that they gave each other shit.
I love it.
I did like...
I love the friendly banter.
I like Gil is... just like me at a winery.
Yes, you just mouthwash that wine.
He's like, yeah, you spin it a little, you smell it, you know, you get the smells, and then you just, you know, whoosh it around, and
Also, yeah. Leon, like, really doesn't like wine, but he'll go, because I like it, which is very nice. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's weird. I can do hard cider, but I can't do wine. It's very strange.
Well, you will only have the sweetest of the hard ciders.
Mm-hmm.
So... like, if I give you a Riesling, you might be like, it's all right.
I'm like, yeah, this will do. That was cool. It seemed like Marilla was having a really good time, which is great.
They had a really good time.
Great for the relationship. It seems like he put in a lot of effort.
And she also did. She made up the apartment, a bunch of candles everywhere.
And he joked. He's like, trying to burn the house, the fucking
She's like,
house.
Well, you are a firefighter. They looked at their vows from the wedding and wedding pictures, and It seems like they just had such a nice night together, and it was really nice to see them have fun reflecting on it versus Ryan saying basically how much he's hated this process.
Yeah.
So refreshing.
I like that you can really see their progress through the whole season, and it's really fascinating because they went the absolute slowest pace
out
of anyone, but they seem to have
they're
the best
so
bond.
They're so happy.
It's
which
crazy.
Makes me so happy.
It's crazy.
He got our pooper scooper as well.
That
the biggest
so
pooper
big.
Scooper I've
oh
seen.
Oh my god, it looked huge.
If she's walking hype, that's love, because she did not want to walk that dog. And it's not her responsibility.
The fucking pooper scooper's as big as the dog.
I'm just saying, if she's actually walking,
right.
Holy crap, that's love. Because I was on her side during the whole dog thing.
That's probably cute. It's hard to just, when a dog keeps hanging around you, being like, love you. And then you kind of like, you form a bond. You're kind of like, all right, I'll walk you.
Okay. Now, your favorite part.
Yes.
The dinner date with all the couples.
Yes.
Zach and Michaela are super lovey at this point. We're still in this.
This
I don't
this
know
is what
where
I
it
mean,
happened.
Where I'm really fucking confused.
Yeah.
Of the way they go up and down. It's strange.
Zach says he would do anything for Michaela. And Michaela says that she told Zach that she loves him. See?
I can't tell what some people are talking out of their ass.
I think a lot of them were talking out of their ass at this dinner. Ryan said he was comparing his relationship to every couple in the room, but why would he do that since he's in control of how his relationship goes? He's doing nothing.
It's weird to know that you don't have those feelings, but then you're comparing yourself to other people.
Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense. Maybe if you did have, maybe if he had feelings for her, but they weren't going at the pace he liked, like, oh, I really like her, but we haven't kissed or we haven't had sex. And then you're comparing yourself to other people.
Yeah.
But you're at the point where you're not even sure if you want to be with this person. So
I mean,
this
is kind of...
What is the point of even comparing? There's no point to compare,
like,
because you're
not trying anything.
Yeah.
And even if Brett did try something, you wouldn't like it. You wouldn't be open to it.
You think if she was just like, grabbed a crotch and just gave it a little stroke?
Oh my god, no. Ew. I just meant like a kiss, a cuddle, anything.
Sometimes you just got to take over.
I don't think so. Not in this situation, where the man can't even hug you. Nah.
It's like great.
Why would she put her feelings out? Why would she put her feelings out there? Brett says her heart will always be open and hopes that it will be enough. That is so sad. She deserves so much more. Like, I like Ryan maybe as like a friend or someone we'd hang out with, but man, this dude doesn't give you anything. No.
Those are some deep words from her too. Like,
yeah.
Man, that's... I think Brett is going to definitely find someone.
I think she will too.
Definitely find someone.
Great personality, super chill.
Seems really down to earth.
Exactly. She seems great. So I don't know why he's been so distant this entire time. Like, he's just slowly getting more distant. Gil says he's falling in love, and Mirla said that she has made the choice to love her husband and feel so special every day.
Yay. Yeah, that's really... Even the way she described it as, you want someone to do X, Y, and Z, but she's like, it's almost like he's going above that. And that's
exactly, that's
a time where you're like, that's not possible.
Yeah.
But it is happening.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, it's incredible.
And she always talks about how thankful she is for him. That's so nice. Bao says that she is growing in like with Johnny and says she keeps trying. And then it pans to Johnny, who is angrily, furiously ripping up roses with his vein popping out of his neck.
What did she say when he initially gave her a side eye and nodded his head?
She says she was opening up and saying that she is trying so hard. You know, she bakes, she's trying to do things to show that she loves him, including
like
making gourmet meals for
and
him.
And he side eyes her and just like nods his head.
Yeah.
And just starts ripping up
now,
roses.
Me and you got into a heated argument instantly about this, and you just at one point started yelling, save it for the pod.
All right. Well,
okay. Here was my initial question.
All right.
Is it even a big deal at all for her to stretch the truth on what a gourmet meal is? Or
Wait. She's only cooked once.
Okay. Do you think that's true, or is that all that we've seen?
I think it's true.
Okay, let's go off of the sense that that's true. Is it a big deal that she stretched the truth about cooking?
Yes.
Why?
Because she's positioning herself to look a certain way to her friends and also on TV. And And Johnny's living that every day. He's like, there's no fucking way. You don't do that shit.
So she has to cook.
No, it's not that she has to. She just didn't have to mention that. Just don't say that you do that stuff.
Well, she did one more than Johnny did.
I think, like, I mind you, I'm pretty anti-Johnny overall. But I think it really wasn't fair that she's trying to paint herself in this good light.
I don't think it's fair that he says he's in this 100%.
That's fine, too. I get that. I don't know. It was strange. But then they show you this highlight clip, like, to prove Johnny's point.
Was it really proving his point?
Well, I mean, he got home. She's like, sorry, I ate your salad. He's like, it's fine. Like, whatever.
That doesn't prove anything to me.
Or she says she cooks all these meals or gourmet meals. And you know, from what we've seen, she's cooked one meal.
Yeah.
Like, we saw Johnny cook a meal.
No, we did not.
It was fucking frozen spaghetti balls.
No, do not say that he cooked a meal for her.
Whatever.
Also, side note, proof that they don't live together. He had a work from home day, so he had to be at his apartment, and Bao went and visited him.
That's another thing. If you're not really
You're not living together, and you're not in this.
If I'm working from home.
You work at home.
I'm in the home.
Yeah, not at your apartment.
Next to my partner. Not. I get to leave and just do whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So she came to visit him on his work from home day because he doesn't live at the apartment with her. So mm-hmm. She has to travel, you know, make the effort like he doesn't. And he says, I'll make you dinner, which is frozen meatballs with canned pesto. You're telling me that
Didn't he say it was bachelor food?
He said, I'm gonna make you bachelor food. Yeah.
Hey, you know, you gotta be prepared.
No. She just put in the effort to travel to your apartment to go see her husband. And that's what you greet me with? I turned this into a me thing for some reason, but yeah.
But you didn't feel any weird way about her just lying about that stuff? You don't feel bad or you don't feel weird about that?
A little bit, but not as passionately as you.
I just thought that was really strange.
He's such a dick.
I mean, yeah, she could just say that, like, this guy's a fucking asshole. Like, instead of being like, I cook all these gourmet meals, you'd be like, he's a fucking asshole.
I'm probably giving her way too much leeway, but she probably meant it in the sense of, I'm doing all of these things and he's doing nothing. She probably shouldn't have given a specific example of that, but you can't deny she's the only one doing anything.
Well, I think Bao's doing too much for Johnny.
Yes, too much. That one gourmet meal was too much.
What was some of the hate he got online from just your interactions with people?
Okay, a lot of people were on your side and say they look at Bao differently and that changed their opinions.
Whoa.
And I am not on that team.
Whoa.
But I understand where you guys are coming from.
You need to send me this stuff. Whoa.
But I can never be still Team Johnny.
Still Team Bao.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not ride or die for Bao. I just think Johnny's so awful that it's just so clear to me.
Honestly, the way he always leaves confrontations.
Always leaves. Always. Or completely shuts down.
That's he's like a pretty weak person.
It's
like
not,
he won't stay to have the conversation with his friends about what's going on. He won't confront confrontation. Like he just won't. He'll just be like, oh,
yeah,
I'm leaving, or whatever, the guys are drinking, so I'm just going to use the bathroom and then I'm going to cry for a bit or whatever. Like,
yeah.
He won't approach it directly.
No.
Which is odd.
He holds it all in and then blows up. That vein in his neck's getting a workout this season.
It's like, oh, Bao. What am I going to do with Bao?
So creepy. That's like some
I don't know.
Killer
just
shit.
Tell her you're not into her and let her fly like an eagle. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So I just don't. To me, her stretching the truth about the food was not the biggest deal.
Oh, it was.
I know you and others feel that way. But, I mean, there's just so much. She could have just went off talking shit about Johnny.
She should have.
I mean, should she have? Probably not, if you want the relationship to work.
Fuck no, I'm not cooking for this asshole. That would have been way better. I would cook all these meals, but this piece of shit... Way better. I love to bake, but I only bake for people I like. Like, so many different variations, and she's just like, oh, I'm just cooking. I'm baking. I'm cooking all these gourmet meals. I'm
but
like, don't do that.
I just think she was showing examples of what she does do, maybe not as often as she said, to try to, you know, be there for him and do things that he likes. I'm not like super a Val stan, like I am a Mirla stan now. But
they definitely cannot recover. I think he actually like hates Val.
Oh, I think he hates her. Yeah, like it's a definite no from him, but she's super stubborn. Like you can even tell, like, remember, was it last episode or the episode before when they were talking and he like wasn't sure if it was going to work or he said something like that and she said, fuck no. Right, see, she is 100% saying yes, yes on decision day because she does not want this to, air quote fingers, fail.
I don't know. She might realize like this is not someone I want to be with and she just might say no. They might both just say no.
I just don't see her saying no.
I do. I can.
He's definitely saying no. He would say no right now.
The last season she's going to be like, this whole time I've never been a little spoon, I'm saying no.
That's right, and I would support that. Johnny talks about how different Bao is kind of in front of everyone, about how she wants herself to be portrayed,
mm-hmm.
and about how she's always the victim. And I mean, obviously, like, the edit and what we see are going to be different than what they go through, but I just don't see her always being the victim. I just think he wants to be the victim.
Yeah.
Like, he's always talking about what she's not doing or how awful she is.
I think I would
agree. She's not really talking about how awful he is. What she says is always like, oh, I'm trying to do this, or oh, I want to work on this. Like, to other people.
I think she actually paints him in a better light than what he is. Because
I agree.
One time, I think she mentioned he doesn't like to initiate.
Yeah.
But she wasn't saying it in a bad, like, in a...
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that he doesn't initiate. It was almost more like he doesn't initiate, so I'm trying to like take the initiative.
Yeah.
So that's a difference in the way they speak about each other.
Exactly. Right, and the way you speak about your partner is very important.
Yeah. I mean, folks are gonna think one way or another, and
yeah. And we always talk about there being two sides of every story.
Mm.
But Johnny's wrong. His side is wrong.
Also, I thought it was weird the producers both asked him to go speak with their friends.
It's always like.
Yeah.
So Johnny gets up from the table after this, the friends, I mean, Gil calls him out immediately. Oh, you leaving again?
He's like, man, what's up with your bladder? That meant he was leaving at that dinner multiple times.
Yes.
What was he doing? Just getting up and hyperventilating and taking a break or something?
Yep, and then coming back.
This dude.
I don't understand. And then he finally went outside. Jose had to go talk to him.
When Bao walked out, she was like, oh, what Uber? Like, they didn't even communicate.
No, I cannot believe they left together. I'm not leaving with this man.
It looks so awkward.
He's too intense. Like, I'm not leaving with him. I'm leaving alone and I'm going to my apartment. Like, at that point, like, I'm not coming back to
Val
apartment.
Came out and just, like, walked by him and didn't say anything. Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, what Uber? Uh-huh. I thought you were just going to get in the car and go.
I was hoping she would. And then he awkwardly, like, opened the car door for her. It like, why? Weird. Don't do that after you just stormed out of a dinner with our friends.
It was weird. How long was he out there for?
I don't know.
Jose has to, like, come save him again.
I know. Jose is the one he tends, I think, to confide in. Definitely not Gil. That's calling everyone out. So we see on the next time on, all the couples are doing kind of an obstacle course day. Zach and Michaela are actually still being cute with each other, so we'll see how long it lasts. We see Brett is unhappy and says everyone has a breaking point, which is so sad to see kind of her getting to that point. Jose and Rachel are arguing again, and Johnny is, I don't want to say yelling, but harshly speaking to Bao about being consistent. So I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't get it.
And this is with Pastor Cal on a video call. And that's where he asked Johnny very kind of abruptly, is there someone else? I know when time is splitting.
No. He said...
that's what he asked.
He said, I know when someone's mind is...
Yeah, when it's like not...
Divided.
Like, yeah, like the attention is divided or something like that.
But they're totally... It's not going to be what we think. It's just dumb editing because then Bao's like, is there someone else?
No, Pastor Cal asked, is there someone else? And then Bao also reiterated when he shut down again and that vein popped out, is there someone else? And that's when he starts standing against the wall.
I don't think
getting
so.
Getting teary-eyed.
I don't think so.
And he can't speak.
I'm gonna bet right now it's not there's not someone
I mean,
else.
Usually the editing is pretty awful on the next time on, but I want to see what he's getting so worked up about. I don't think it's cheating either.
Nah, no, I don't think so.
But I am very curious about what caused this reaction with him and what made Pastor Cal raise his voice. Where the hell are the experts?
Yeah, a lot of these couples need a lot of help.
Why are we going to dinner? These people, like, just cannot get along. Let's get this intimacy therapist in there.
I'm waiting for this couple's retreat.
It's going to be so bad. I'm calling it right now. Like, the fights are going to be awful.
Somehow Zach's going to leave the couple's retreat.
Who left last season? I don't know. I can't even remember. What was last season's?
Last season was the...
I mean, it's Chris, Paige, all of them. But I can't remember what their retreat was. Well, anything else? Any thoughts on this episode? Any additional thoughts?
No, it was really good. Gil and Marla, really happy for them.
Yep.
Yeah, they're saving the season. I think we were on the couch watching this and I was like, they are fucking keeping this season alive.
Yeah. I'm done with Jose. Like, I just don't think he should be with Rachel.
Well, I mean, the way he talked to her was...
Yeah, like, it's not okay.
Unacceptable.
He needs to work on himself. So many of these people need to just work on themselves. Like, it's the
okay
person
to,
that...
It's okay to... it's okay. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, I need to work on my anger or, like, whatever. I'm like,
no, you gotta
yeah,
do
real
it.
It's real easy to just... Oh, I need to work on not being a piece of shit. Like, yeah. Okay, I can say that too, but...
Gotta do it. That's the hardest part, is those first steps. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And it all ties back. What an amazing ending.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Leon's just rolling his eyes at me.
Next episode. I can't wait.
Well, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys have a great week. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Do something fun for spooky season. Even if that's just putting on a movie. There's lots of guides out about kind of what's on Disney and Discovery and... Not Discovery. I'm thinking of Discovery Plus for 90 Day.
Yes.
But you know all the channels and their specials.
Yeah. Spooky season is here.
We should break out the Office specials.
Oh, yeah.
Halloween specials.
Definitely.
Also, Roseanne. Some great Halloween episodes.
Oh, God.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll talk to you soon. Bye.